Welcome to this special hour-long edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around the district and from further afield. Now, if you've been listening to Radio Verulam today, you'll know that for one day on this International Women's Day, Radio Verulam's female presenters have taken over the station. So on Environment Matters this evening, I've got a lineup of inspiring girls and women who are doing wonderful work to help not just other women and girls, but also to do their best to help our environment and make the world a little bit better. And to be frank, I have been spoilt for choice. St Albans District has a plethora of inspiring women who are working hard in their day jobs or more often in their spare time to make us more sustainable and to make St Albans just a bit of a nicer place to be. What a great bunch they are. So today we'll be hearing from just a handful of these women. Coming up later in the programme, can edible caterpillars be a feminine issue? Well, Rothamsted scientist Daria Doberman thinks that they can, and she tells us why she loves being a scientist. And Ruby Rout will be asking us to talk about periods. Oh yes, that's the messy once a month thing. Not the American full stop. First, I've never been a Girl Guide myself, and I'd always thought, well, they were all a bit like stuff like polishing up their patchwork or, I don't know, swapping jam tart recipes. Well, that's perhaps a bit stereotyped, but you kind of know what I mean. How wrong I was. Girl Guides are now doing such great stuff. Take a look at the Girl Guiding UK website and you'll see that they're now into personal development, broadening horizons and giving girls a voice. And within that, Girl Guides are exploring the world around them, opening their eyes to the problems of the world and the solutions they hold, and being given the confidence to speak out about them. Now, last week at this time, I went along to Loretto School to find the 5th St Albans Girl Guides in action. It was absolute chaos in the hall, with groups of girls all aged between 10 and 14 beavering away, chatting, laughing. Anyway, it's quite noisy in there. Went over to Elizabeth, Jemima and Mary and took them out of the hall just to have a little bit of a chat and find out what they were up to. So, who have we got here then?
My name's Elizabeth.
My name's Jemima.
My name is Mary.
And how long have you been guides for?
I've been at guides since September last year.
I've been at guides for 2.5 to 3 years.
I've been at guides for 2.5 to 3 years.
That's quite a long time, you two. Do you enjoy guides?
I enjoy guides because it's really fun.
Yeah, how about you?
I enjoy guides because you can make new friends and you can do lots of fun stuff.
Okay, and do you learn lots of stuff at guides?
Yeah, you learn a lot.
Brilliant. Okay, so tell me a little bit about the Animal Active badge. What's that all about?
Well, it's learning about animals and where they live, what they eat, learn how to protect them, what kind of pets you should have, and that kind of thing.
Okay, and how have you learnt about these, Jemima?
So, the leaders have told us a little bit, but most of it's by our own research, by looking at, like, a booklet that we've got, which is, like, has all the different, all the different activities, and it has, like, an explanation, and, like, it has a few facts so you can learn about the different, like, different things about them, animals.
Okay. And Mary, do you like animals? Have you been enjoying this badge?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And what are you doing this evening?
We're making a hedgehog home because hedgehogs are vulnerable creatures because lots of them have been killed from, like, being run over by cars and things like that, or something's stolen their habitat and they don't know where to live and stuff.
Okay. And how are you making a hedgehog home for them, Jemima?
So we've got, like, a cardboard box and we've gone outside and collected some leaves and moss and twigs and we've got some newspaper and we've cut it up and put it in and mixed it round and we've, like, cut out a big hole for the hedgehog to go in and I think we're putting it on the top of it so more leaves and moss.
Okay, excellent. And what's going to happen to the hedgehog house when you finish making it this evening, Mary?
Hopefully hedgehogs are going to live in it so they don't get run over.
Where are you going to put it?
Outside.
Okay. Here at Loretto?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Where we're putting it.
Okay. Well, I hope you managed to find somewhere good for it. And do you enjoy doing things like making hedgehog houses?
Yeah, in the booklet, it seemed like one of the more fun things because a lot of things were like quizzes and writing things down. But we thought Hedgehog Home would be one of the more fun things to do because you get to really interact with the animals.
Yeah. Good plan. That sounds like a good idea. Have you enjoyed making hedgehog houses, Jemima?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it because you learn about them, but you also get to help them, but learn about them at the same time.
Good point. Thank you very much indeed.
And I was there talking to Elizabeth, Jemima and Mary. And whilst hedgehog houses are fantastic, it did sound like I'd missed the real fun when the girls had worked towards their green badge last year. So I spoke to Amy and Evie to find out about the green badge.
So what are your names then?
Amy.
Evie.
Okay, and you've done a green badge. I can see that sewn beautifully onto your guide's top there. What did you do for the green badge then?
Well, it was all about being environmentally friendly.
Okay. Do you want to start off, Evie, by telling us about the week when you had to bring in lots of recycling and stuff? What did you do then?
So we basically, out of our recycling, out of our boxes, we took loads of bits of, cardboard from, cereal packets and, plastic bits, and we had to build them, and we had to bring them all in and make, a castle of some sort, and it was meant to show that using what we've used to make other stuff.
Right, okay, yeah. So learning all about reusing stuff, I suppose, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that sounds like fun. Was it good?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah? Sounds quite artistic as well.
Yeah, it was. It was really fun because we all, built, the highest one and stuff.
Right, okay. All from things raided from your recycling bin.
Yeah.
And how about the week when you had somebody to question? What was that about?
Catherine came from Transition to St Albans, and for the first half of the session, we were asking her questions all about going green.
Okay, what kind of questions did you ask her?
We said, what can we do to help, and what they do to help, and things like that.
Did you learn much about Transition St Albans? What kind of things did you learn about them?
We learned that they like to be very environmentally friendly.
Okay.
And that they have a week called Sustainable St Albans Week.
Yeah.
Where they think about going green and being very environmentally friendly.
Okay. And did she have any suggestions for things that you might do?
Yeah, she suggested loads of groups, because I know that at Hartwood, because there's a big forest and sometimes they have where you can go there and you can go with your family and stuff, and they will have shovels and stuff, and you can go plant trees there, on the weekend and stuff.
Yes.
And And so she just suggested loads of things that we could do to help plant trees and
And did any of you go and do that sort of thing?
Yeah, I did actually go to Hartwood and plant trees with my family over the weekend. It was actually really fun.
Yeah.
Because it was family time as well as helping the environment.
Right. Okay. That sounds good. And did Catherine set you anything to do? Did she?
Yes. On the second half, she gave us slips of paper with things that were affecting the world and carbon dioxide and global warming.
Yeah.
And then we had to number it on which one we thought was the most damaging and then which one we thought was the least.
Right. Okay.
And then we were discussing it.
Okay. And did you discover anything surprising there?
Yeah, it's actually quite shocking. I can't really remember, but there was a shocking amount of trees that had been chopped down to make paper and stuff. And it was really shocking to find that out.
So it sounds like you learned quite a lot from that.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And you enjoyed learning that sort of thing?
Yeah, it was actually really interesting to find out loads of stuff about an environment and what we can do to help change the future and stuff.
And then I was told that another thing that you did as part of your green badge was a community activity. What was that? Do you remember? In the park?
Oh, we went litter picking.
Okay. No, that doesn't sound like much fun. Was that all right?
It was okay because you got to chat with your friends, but at some points it was a bit tedious because...
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it nice to do something where you could kind of see that you'd made a difference?
It was nice because we could see that we were actually... Because we went to the park and we picked up litter, which doesn't sound very fun, but it was because... We saw that we were helping the environment, but there was a lot of litter.
It sounds like that was a bit of a shock. And did it make you think again about littering yourselves?
Yeah, it did. And I thought that
why do people do it? Because there are loads of bins around.
Yeah.
So why do they have to throw it? Okay. Why can't they just put it in the bin?
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. Jolly good. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've achieved quite a lot and you've learnt a lot about sustainability and all sorts of things doing your green badge. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Jolly good. Well, thank you for letting us know about it.
Thank you.
And that was Amy and Evie from the 5th St Albans Guides. Now, of course, none of this would be possible without the lovely guide leaders. So I spoke to a couple of them to see what they thought.
So I'm here with two of the lovely ladies who make all this guiding happen. What are your names?
Hi, I'm Elaine.
And I'm Sandra.
And for you, what's girl guiding all about?
Guides is really for girls 10 to 14, and we give them the opportunity to get involved in different things and different activities that they don't necessarily get from school where there's a set curriculum.
Right, okay. How do you think it's different from school then, Sandra?
It's obviously a girls-only organisation, so we're very focused on giving the girls a safe space to experiment with who they are. You know, when they're age 10 to 14 is an important part of a girl's life. There's lots of changes emotionally and physically, and it just gives them a completely safe space to come to terms with, you know, what being a girl and growing into a woman's all about.
Yeah, I remember those years. Tough years, aren't they? So, as one of the badges, you chose to do the green badge. Why did you feel that that was particularly appropriate?
It's very topical, the environment and environment matters. And it was Sustainability St Albans Week last term, so we wanted something that would be topical and also tie in with that.
Yeah.
So that's why we did that.
Okay. And how did you feel it went down with the girls? Do you think that they enjoyed it? Did they respond well to it?
Yeah, they got really involved in it, actually, because we did a bit of craft activity, and normally we'll buy stuff and, you know, they're using quite a lot of resources. But this time, everything they did was from recycled items, so whether it was making bags out of a bubble wrap or making dinosaurs out of cardboard boxes, you know, they were reusing things and finding things at home
that
they didn't have a purpose there anymore, and then making them into something more exciting at Guide. So.
Fantastic. And the girls were telling me that you'd invited in somebody from Transition St Albans to question them. Did the girls come up with lots of questions? Did they enjoy that?
Oh, yeah, they gave her quite a grilling, actually. I think she was quite glad when we reached the point where she could actually just run some of her exercises and demonstrations with them.
But,
they came up with some really good questions about what were the best things that they did and what were they planning to do in the future and, you know, what long-term effects did they hope to Havens in St Albans area. So, they put a lot of thought into their questions.
Do you think the environment and sustainability is something that the guides are concerned about?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think they got really involved in that badge for that term, and they're still talking about those kind of things.
Yeah.
I think they might have told you about the hedgehog houses that they've been making
they
tonight.
They have been very enthusiastic about those. Yes, indeed.
So I think it just sort of follows on from what we learnt last term into other things that might not be directly related, but they still bring out those kind of environment issues all the time.
Absolutely.
It's all about getting hands-on and experiencing things and, you know, experimenting with things.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they haven't got the worry of having been examined about it later on.
Lovely. Great. Well, it sounds like you're achieving some fantastic things here, and, let's hope it continues in the same way. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And there I was with Sandra and Elaine, two of the leaders from the 5th St Albans Guides. Now, of course, it's great the stuff that the girls' guides are doing. It's lovely. It was really good to hear, actually, wasn't it, about them questioning Catherine from Transition St Albans. You may recall, actually, she's been a guest on Environment Matters. It sounds actually like she got more of a grilling from them than she did from me. Sounds like my job could be on the line there. But it is really good to hear about them having the confidence to question and learn. And whilst I was looking into what girl guiding is about for this article, I've been impressed with what they do. It's such a great network, doing so much good work, and it's operated by a wonderful group of volunteers. Now, Sandra, the guide leader who I spoke to, she told me that girl guiding in St Albans is flourishing with demand outstripping supply. She did me a quick check and she says that there are about 1,200 girls involved in Rainbows, Brownies, Guides and Senior Guide section. 1,200 just in the St Albans district alone. And there are about 330 volunteers, which I thought was quite a lot. And she said, unfortunately, all of the sections have large waiting lists and they have to disappoint many girls. So they are always looking for volunteers to help them keep current units open and indeed expand and even start new ones so that it can give every girl in St Albans the chance to take part in girl guiding if they want to. So if you think that you could spare a few hours so that more girls can benefit from girl guiding, then do get in touch with them. Now, I'll put a link for that and indeed all the rest of the information from today's show on rvenvironmentmatters.wordpress.com and also on the environment pages of the Radio Verulam website, where you can also download the podcast for this and our other shows. Right, so as I say, I'm with you till 8 o'clock this evening, after which Tatiana will be joining you. Before that, coming up next, why Ruby Rout thinks that we should talk more about periods. Indeed, something we don't often talk about. She thinks we should be would be breaking the silence. So stay with us to hear about that.